This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. If you have an app on Apple's App Store, you got to use Apple's payment system, from which it takes a hefty commission, 30%. Those have been Apple's rules up till now, and people who make apps do not like them. That has been a big part of a long-running legal battle between Apple and Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite. Epic has argued Apple is being monopolistic. David Niebuhr is a professor at the University of Toronto.
Apple created a goose that lays billion-dollar eggs, and one could see why they fight to the nail to prevent any kind of change.
Well, yesterday the Supreme Court declined to hear appeals from both Apple and Epic in that legal battle, and the long and short of it is that some changes are coming to Apple's App Store. Apple will now allow developers to use other payment systems. It doesn't have to be Apple's, but it isn't making that convenient, and it will still technically charge a commission. I say technically because Apple also says it might not be able to enforce that commission. These changes apply just to the U.S., though.
So outside of the U.S. jurisdiction, Canada, other big markets, and Europe, the battle continues unabated. And one would hope, if you're an independent developer, that the larger developers such as Epic use their position of power to fight Apple, because if you're a small developer, you don't want to fight Apple. You're always going to lose.
And Epic Games says it will be fighting the new rules in the U.S. too, so the legal battle here is also far from over.